Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Morning team show at 842 WSGW.com. You should listen online because the Midland Furniture Garage presents the audio streaming of MidlandFurnitureGarage.com and the online WSGW.com. And with 100.5 and 790 listening with listening through Alexa and Siri, thanks for listening. Now on your morning team show with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you, and of course the recognizable Sweet Georgia Brown. Many years the theme, still the theme for the Harlem Globetrotters. I figure since we're going to talk basketball, we should talk perhaps the best basketball team of all time.
The Pistons?
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to be the best basketball team of all time when not only are you good, but you get to select your opponents.
Oh, those hapless Washington Generals. The Harlem Globetrotters want to become an NBA franchise.
What?
Yes. Oh. I kid you not. The Globetrotters, founded in 1926, say it's been 72 years since they last played an NBA team. They beat the reigning champion Minneapolis Lakers back in 1949.
Oh.
I'd love to see them play a regular basketball game. You know, how do they play it? But seriously, the team says, based on what, this is a statement from the Harlem Globetrotters, based on what we've already proven, we can field the team of talent on par with the pros of today. We want the chance to do that. And as a world-renowned and legendary professional basketball team, we are petitioning Commissioner Adam Silver, the NBA governors, and the powers that be to grant the original Harlem Globetrotters an NBA franchise.
So they want to be scheduled regularly?
Yeah,
like
from what I reckon.
Really?
This is what it sounds like to me. I thought they were just looking maybe like an honorary franchise.
Well, yeah, an exhibition game here and there.
It says. And then the Globetrotters further say, remember, the NBA would not be what it is today because it was Nat Sweetwater Clifton, one of the first black players to sign in the NBA that played with the Globetrotters.
That's right.
And another alum, Earl Lloyd, became the first one to play in the NBA. And Commissioner Silver says there has been expansion talk for the NBA. And the Globetrotters say we're ready to negotiate for a franchise.
What if they change their name?
I wonder, would they base themselves...
Well, why not? You have the New York Knicks, so you could have the Harlem Globetrotters. No reason why not.
You got Brooklyn in there, too, the Brooklyn Nets. You'd have three teams.
Don't forget about them.
So they're all separate.
They're going to get fined so much, though. I mean, think about the abuse they do the referees. I mean,
Either that or they're going to change the way the NBA plays.
Man, can you imagine that?
They might have to change their tactics a little.
Maybe some actual dribbling and passing skills might come back into play instead of the three-point shots and the dunks. Which they can do.
Throwing buckets on the opponents.
Yeah, their dribbling skills are just unparalleled. Oh, yeah.
Well, think about this. They wouldn't need a halftime show. They could play and do their own halftime show and come out and play.
Halftime show would be serious basketball.
Stay tuned.
We will.
We'll find out. Maybe they'll play the Detroit Pistons.
Maybe. Woo-wee. They've been funny. But not in that way, though.
The Pistons, as Pat Johnston's reporting in sports, while it's great sounding news, it's said no because in order to do what the Pistons did, you had to be a lousy franchise. But so we won the lottery.
Won the lottery. Yeah, hey, that's right. Yes,
that's right.
So they get the first overall pick here coming up in the July draft.
You referenced a player that I got to say, because I really have been out of college basketball for a long time. Yeah. I mean, I pay attention. I obviously what Michigan's doing, Michigan State, but on the national basis.
Right. Yeah, his name is Cade Cunningham, 6'8", forward, good jump shooter. Play is probably a little bit bigger than his size. Some growth, obviously, still to go in his game.
Wait. He's 6'8". And he plays bigger than his size?
Bigger than his size, yes.
Explain that.
He skies with the seven-footers.
That's right.
He gets
that's
up
right.
there.
That's the thing, is that I don't think his game is complete just yet, so he's going to be able to still improve as time goes on. But this is what everybody is saying, is that he will be the number one pick. He's from Oklahoma State.
What year is he in, do you know?
I think he is Ooh, you know, I don't want to say just okay. because I don't want to. I don't want to throw it out there and then everybody say
one and
Pat.
Done or, yeah.
I don't think he was, but okay. yeah, I'll go back and look at okay. that. You would ask me that, of
I'm
course.
Sorry,
no, it's okay. But no, I think this is great. And considering that they got Killian Hayes last year in the draft, who started playing pretty well after he got back from his injury over his rookie year, and then they've got some Sadiq Bey, and they've got some other really good young players.
Well, who is it, Isaiah Stewart?
Isaiah Stewart, that's right, another one. So they've got a lot, and so all these guys are going to be under 24 years old. That's a pretty good roster of young talent there with the for the Pistons, along with this number one overall pick.
And Bay was just, what, named to the first team all-rookie, and
that's
Stewart,
right.
I think, was in the second team?
No, he was,
so,
yes.
So, wow.
Good memory, yes. So this is looking up here for the Detroit Pistons. And, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday with them getting the first overall pick. They're probably going to get Cunningham and then with the young stable players we just talked about. And then I thought, you know, then down the road here, down the street in Detroit, you've got the Tigers with young talent like Tarik Skubal and Casey Mize and Matt Manning and Riley Green out there and also the Torkelson. Oh, and don't forget about this Akil Badu guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's really been playing well. Yep, Green. I mean, yeah, so they've got some talent. And then you got the Red Wings. Well, we're waiting to see what happens with them. And then you've got the Lions, who are going to eat kneecaps. So it's looking a lot better. A lot better for for Detroit sports
fans.
Is
that a new coaching style?
Yes.
That's Dan Campbell.
That's Dan Campbell. That's what he said.
That initial press conference.
They're going to eat
we're
kneecaps.
We're going to kneecap you.
So, no, with the Red Wings, I think there is some good young talent they've got. I just wish the Wings would get a number one pick. I really do.
Yeah.
Instead of getting stuck with number six or number seven. That would be nice.
They need that player that they can just point to as this is the guy we're all going to follow. He's
right.
going to lead us like Steve Yzerman did.
Correct.
Now stay tuned. The Pistons, again, winning the lottery and the first number one choice that they're going to have since they drafted Bob Lanier.
Bob Lanier back in 1970.
Amazing.
I know.
Remember that, folks. Isaiah was a number two pick.
Yep, that's right. I was not number one.